You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hainaut Baba.
KALW is expanding its project, The Spiritual Edge, exploring religion in a changing America and bringing it around the country. Today we have a story that brings us to the state of Washington to talk about Satan.
I'm a Muslim.
I am a Jewish.
I have no religion.
I'm Christian.
Reformed Judaism.
I'm Catholic.
Muslim. Not religious.
Buddhist.
Southern Baptist.
Hindu. Atheist. Christian.
Agnostic.
Catholic.
Through much of human history, Satanists have been portrayed as evil, the nemesis of every God-fearing Christian from Bible times until today. But lately, a new kind of Satanist movement has emerged, one that sees Satan more as a literary symbol of rebellion than a patron of evil. These Satanists believe they're trying to fight against what they see as a slippery slope, evangelical Christianity's encroaching agenda for the secular world. Last year, these Satanists ignited a debate about who gets to decide what a religion is and the place of faith in public schools. Reporter Amber Cortez found the one kid at the center of it all.
Band practice, sports, drama, even the chess club. These are the kinds of activities that most kids choose from when they stay after school. But in 2016, students at Point Defiance Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington had, well, a different kind of option. An after-school Satan club.
Aha! Hello!
Meet Veronica. We're not using her last name for privacy reasons. I met her last spring when I visited Point Defiance.
I am 11 years old. I'm gonna be turning 12 on August 9th. My friend is a week older than me because she's in July 28th.
After a lot of hullabaloo about the club being on school grounds, she's the one kid who joined. Veronica's pretty cool. She really likes anime. Here she is showing me all the photos she got at a comic book convention.
I got Armin. Good old Armin. An awesome little He-Man haircut. I got Frisk. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm so happy even though I'm gonna die.
And she's very particular about what kind of music she likes.
Dark cabaret music, electro swing. Basically a whole variety, including heavy metal. I really hate listening to mainstream pop. Stuff drives me insane. I really don't like it a lot.
Erin Botello is Veronica's after-school Satan Club educator and a member of the Satanic Temple in Seattle.
Each one of these beads, I thought, represented a stage of human evolution.
Veronica is our only student. She has come to every meeting that we have held since the beginning of the after-school Satan Club. She is fierce. She has a great head on her shoulders. She also has a very supportive family who also shows up with her to the meetings.
Believe it or not, Veronica first heard about the club from her mom, who has strong feelings about evangelical Christianity. She wanted her daughter to learn an alternative point of view.
Well, my mom told me about it. And she kind of, like, explained how it's, like, it's not what it sounds like, honey. It's not what it sounds like at all. And I'm just like, okay, I'll try the first thing. I'll see if it's fun. And it is.
So what would an 11-year-old kid learn in an after-school Satan club? Sorcery? Spells? How to be evil? Actually, it doesn't sound anything like what you might imagine. Botello says she's teaching Veronica values that are in direct opposition to evangelical Christianity. For example, about evolution and gender identity.
We had a whole lesson plan on gender roles and that there's not only feminine and masculine genders, but there are genders that are neither or that are both.
We got to discuss gender equality a whole lot here, which was actually really nice. Basically, I get to learn a whole lot and it's really cool.
You want to explore and you want to ask the hard questions that maybe your teachers or parents are not willing to answer, such as, what if I don't believe in God? An after-school Satan Club educator can answer that question and say, that's okay. There's still a place for you.
Ultimately, Botello says the after-school Satan Club wants to counter what it sees as a dangerous trend in public schools. After-school programs sponsored by Christian evangelical groups. And one group in particular. The Good News Club.
The Good News Club.
What is Good News Club? Good News Club is an exciting opportunity for elementary age kids to participate in an...
This is a promotional video for the Good News Club.
all kids are welcome to join in on the fun in a safe environment where they can meet new friends, play games, sing songs, and learn the good news about Jesus Christ.
During each club, to protest, the Satanic Temple started its own after-school club in 2016. This is Erin Botello again.
The Satanic Temple, and specifically the After School Satan Club, believes that it is morally irresponsible to evangelize young people.
Morality aside, it could be an uphill battle. Good news clubs are everywhere. There are 78,000 good news clubs worldwide, and millions of children attend. But so far, there's only 3 after school Satan clubs. One in Portland, Oregon, one in Taylorsville, Utah, and the one here in Tacoma, Washington. But even with far fewer clubs, the Satanists have set out to prove a point.
In this country, we have a separation of church and state, and therefore, public schools should not support a religious club being on their property, even if it is after hours. So the After School Satan Club, our very existence and our very presence at the school poses the question of, do we allow all or do we allow none?
The Satanists say, in their ideal world, there would be no religion on school grounds. But Moises Estevez, the Vice President of International Ministries for the Child Evangelism Fellowship, the organization that runs the Good News Club, says their message is a vital one for young people to hear.
We believe that it's important to teach the children about God and about the forgiveness that Christ offers in that time in their lives when their hearts are open to learn about God and before life and the challenges and the difficulties of life have taken a toll.
But you may be wondering, like I was, why? Why are either of these clubs, the After School Satan Club and the Good News Club, allowed in public schools? I mean, what happened to the separation of church and state? It all started with a court case 16 years ago at the Milford Central School in upstate New York. Here's Nina Totenberg from NPR reporting on it at the time.
The case ruled on yesterday involved a Bible and prayer group for elementary school children that wanted to meet on school grounds immediately after school.
The New York case tested the limits of freedom of religion versus separation of church and state. First, a local school board said no to the Good News Club. Then, the Supreme Court heard the case in 2001.
And on June of that year, they made a decision on a vote 6-3 that it is constitutional for Good News Clubs to take place on public school property after the last bell rings, and they cannot be discriminated just because their content is a religious content.
But the Satanic Temple says it's a religion too, a non-theistic religion. It argued that under this court case, it had the right to be at Point Defiance Elementary School. The school board agreed. But that didn't stop the protests.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When the club first came to Point Defiance in December of 2016, a lot of parents and community members were upset, especially members of the Christian community. Bishop Michael Doss has been pastor at the Deliverance House of Prayer Baptist Church in Tacoma for the last 21 years. He's very concerned. He's also a parent, and his son attends Point Defiance Elementary School.
But we got to learn how to go down to the school board.
That's right.
And we're gonna crash them.
Amen.
Let them know that we are still not satisfied.
Amen.
Point Defiance got that crazy folks down there, the Santana Club in there, at the elementary. We got to stand against that.
Amen.
Come on, there's power in the name of
Bishop Doss heard about the after-school Satan Club when one of his pastor friends called to tell him about it.
Well, first I thought it was a joke, you know, that Tacoma schools are not going to allow that. And then we found out, you know, we went through the law and tried to find out what we can do about it. And the law says for them not to be discriminated against, that they're allowed in the school just like a Christian club.
That bothered Bishop Doss because Satan is a serious matter for him.
So we know the devil, yes, he's real like God is real. And they don't have any business being in anybody's school, especially the babies starting in kindergarten to fifth grade.
He says, even if you say you're not evil, why use Satan's name? Why go there, even if it's just to prove a point? So let's take a step back and ask, who are these Satanists? Are they really devil-worshipping cult members, a danger to innocent children? Or are they just well-intentioned people, safe to be around kids like Veronica, who we heard from earlier?
Welcome to the crowded meeting.
It's about 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and the official monthly meeting for the Seattle chapter of the Satanic Temple has begun.
Hey, guys, there's more snack food over here.
About 24 people of various ages and hair colors have crowded into a small living room in the Ballard neighborhood of Seattle. There's lots of black worn in this group, to be sure, and plenty of tattoos and piercings. One man wears a t-shirt that says, "Christianity is stupid." But there's also some people there who look like they'd be more likely to offer you their spot online in the grocery store than sacrifice an unwilling victim to Lucifer.
Quick show of hands, who would be interested in going on March 11th?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, they're planning a demonstration to support Planned Parenthood.
So our meetings are very much in the style of an activist planning group. So we do try to have a lot of community, potlucks, walks around Green Lake, you know, times that members can hang out with each other socially.
Lilith Starr is the founder of the Satanic Temple Seattle chapter. She says members are more like devilish pranksters than devil worshipers.
The number one misunderstanding is that we actually believe in and worship the devil. So that is absolutely not the case. For us, Satan is a symbol. He's a literary symbol from John Milton's Paradise Lost, where Satan was the literary figure that stood up to tyranny, that stood up to religious tyranny. The majority of what we do is activism in terms of church and state separation, religion in schools, religion on the football field at a high school.
The Satanic Temple is a national organization known for their controversial publicity stunts. So when a Christian group does something they think blurs the line between church and state, they do the same thing too, but in a far more provocative way. Like in 2015, when they tried to erect a statue of the pagan idol Baphomet in order to protest a Ten Commandments monument that was going up at the Oklahoma State Capitol building. Eventually, in part because of those actions, the Ten Commandments monument was never built. Starr says all kinds of people come to the Satanic Temple, from pagans to atheists to secular humanists to ex-Christians. In her own life, Starr was looking for a different spiritual path after a 17-year-long struggle with drug addiction.
My life just got darker and darker. I lost the car, I lost the house, I lost the jobs, multiple jobs. I lost my marriage at the time.
She tried Narcotics Anonymous, but as an atheist, the emphasis on a higher power just wasn't working for her. Then she discovered the message of independent thought that this new brand of Satanism teaches.
I didn't have to look outside myself for something that would fix me. Whatever I needed was inside me, and that was what the lesson that Satanism taught me.
Satan the Rebel works for her. She's even named herself after another controversial character, Lilith, Adam's first wife in Jewish folklore. In some writings, she's a demon. In others, she was cast out of Eden because she refused to submit to him. Starr insists that the Satanic Temple isn't just playing devil's advocate to the Christian right, that they're a real religion too.
So we get a lot of people who think, oh, you know, we're just atheists making fun of the religious right. We're just dressing up and pretending to be Satanists. But that's definitely not the case. This is a very deeply held set of beliefs for us. This is our religion. It fulfills, you know, the role of religion in our life. It has a set of core beliefs. It has a shared symbol and a shared narrative. And those are things that are really personally meaningful for us. They're not just some means to troll the religious right.
And like other religions, it also has its own rituals.
For instance, after every meeting, we close the meeting with an invocation where we pass around slices of apples.
Ave Satanas.
And it's a short invocation, and we read it.
Let us demand that individuals be judged for their concrete
actions.
And
we take a bite of the apple after. So that's the ritual that we do every time. We also do other rituals, like an unbaptism ritual, sort of a cleansing of past ties.
It is done. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Now that we've gotten to know them a little bit, can we say who the Satanists really are for sure? Perhaps Star's experience with the Satanic Temple proves that religion is truly in the eye of the beholder. Or maybe the group is just a means to an end, to make people aware of the lines we cross when religion finds its way into the public sphere. And as for Veronica, she still hasn't told her friends about the club. She's worried they'll get the wrong idea.
I didn't actually tell them, so no one's really judged me. It's like I'm just a little scared to say the name, so they're like, what, you're worshiping Satan? If I do, I'm just have to go, no, it's not what it sounds like. Just because I like some dark things like skulls and sometimes listening to Edgar Allan Poe poems, no. And just because I like the design of a pentacle, no, I do not worship him. Oh my God.
If the Satanic Temple has their way, more children at Point Defiance and all over the country will be attending after-school Satan clubs. It's likely the resistance from concerned parents and community members won't go away. In any case, Veronica started middle school this year, and so she won't be able to attend, but she wishes she could. For The Spiritual Edge, I'm Amber Cortez in Tacoma, Washington.
Satan, get thee behind me.
That story's part of KALW's project, The Spiritual Edge. To hear more, go to KALW.org and click on The Spiritual Edge.